quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Eleven o'clock. We're giving away Bobby Fino tickets. Get your minds right for that. Bobby Fino, aka Arian Foster. He's got a show coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after at the House of Blues. So make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock.
Arian Foster,
man, he's rapping. He's a rapper now. And I will say this, and I know Figgy agrees with this. He's legit. Like, he's a good rapper.
Not bad, is what you're saying.
He's not bad. No, he's not at all. He's legit. Like, you don't. Let's put it this way. I like the fact that he's got a moniker, a stage name, Bobby Fino. So it's not like Arian Foster. And I get why he did it, because because we're so programmed to think, okay, here we go, an athlete trying to rap.
That's what I think anyway.
Let's wait for it.
Regardless of whatever name you say, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, but if I'd have told you Bobby Fino, you just would have known who it was. Exactly.
What does he do?
And if I'd have just played you his music and said, you'd have been like, oh, okay.
Fig, you got some of that? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to say, oh, okay.
See, I think you will.
I'm probably going to go,
tell him he's wrong. Tell him he's wrong. I think Bobby Fino's legit. I really do. Yeah. No, Bobby Fino can rap.
Who put you guys in charge of it? You're wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Because I'm telling you right now, I think you're going to say, oh, okay, this actually isn't bad. Because you're predisposed to automatically think, oh, he's an athlete trying to rap.
No, that's not what I'm predisposed to.
No, you are too.
The whole poetry and the vegan and all the switching up. He's done all this other stuff. Yeah, let's see
how that kind of feed into him being a rapper, though?
No, not at all.
the vegan, the reading, and all that kind of stuff. See, I think it does. I think it kind of fits into what his whole demeanor.
Yeah, reaching that straws. Okay,
hey,
I got you.
Hey, listen, man. He's doing the damn thing. He's
doing it.
Too. Best running back in Texan history. Will he get in the Ring of Honor? Yes or no?
No.
What?
Not soon, no.
He's got to.
What did he do, 3 years?
No, he's here for five.
Yeah.
He's the best running back in Texans history.
Okay.
He's arguably one of the best undrafted players of all time.
Really?
I'd say one of the best.
Okay, yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah, because there's a whole bunch of
them. He had a 3-4 year run where he was the best running back in football. I mean, guys have gotten into the Hall of Fame for less.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you want to pick at scabs.
I mean, if I got to bring it back to something you can appreciate.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It back to something you can appreciate. That's Henry Thomas, the pride of the fo-fo. The one, the only Figgy Fig. He's searching for music right now.
And for all you guys who don't know what the fo-fo is, that's Acres Home. Acres Shakers, that's right.
Eisenhower High School, stand up.
Swoop, swoop.
Swoop, swoop. Tennessee. All right. So I threw out the question before the break, 713-572-4610. You can either call and or text into the program. Find us on the Twitter sphere at the Freddie D, at Henry Thomas NFL, at the Figgy Fig, and of course at Sports Radio 610. Now that the Titans are just a game behind the Houston Texans for first place in the AFC South with a big win over the New England Patriots yesterday, and again, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Tennessee Titans. They came out, they balled, and listen, the one thing you know about the Tennessee Titans, excuse me, the one thing you know about the New England Patriots is they are good for at least one clunker every year, sometimes two or three. But yesterday was hell, I'll tell you what, Texans.
This is their second one this year, right?
This is their second clunker of the year when you think,
the first one was Detroit, right?
They had a clunker against Detroit, they had a clunker against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then they had one yesterday against the, against the Tennessee Titans.
Because, I mean, other than the Jacksonville, the other two coaches kind of knew a whole lot about the teams.
Which, let me ask you this, and a lot of people were talking about this on Twitter yesterday, is then why is it that Bill O'Brien can't seem to figure out Bill Belichick?
Oh, that's easy. Because Belichick was doing all the strength pulling. These other guys were there learning. How long was B.O.B. with Belichick? 2 years? Three?
I think four, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that many?
Yeah, he was 4 years. I want to say he was a quarterback's coach for a couple years, then he was OC for one.
Well, you know, there's different mentalities of guys. And for me, I think B.O.B. was at that mentality of, okay, I've learned what I'm going to learn. Let me go. I'm going somewhere else. Because, I mean, how many people would have jumped at the Penn State job when he came up with all that? You know what I'm saying?
That was fresh off. Yeah, that was fresh off the Joe Pa, Sandusky nonsense.
Exactly.
So,
and he leaked at it. I'll take it. Because he wanted to be, he wanted to be that guy.
That's admirable, though, isn't it?
Admirable, really?
Well, I think so.
I mean, ambitious.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Well, okay, admirable, you're right. I mean, it depends on the situation, right?
Yeah.
But, and you know what? That is what do they say? Sometimes the greatest man's strengths is his greatest weakness as well.
Yeah.
And that, to me, and you know what? I think you just hit it on the head with Bill O'Brien, right? Like, that kind of, he's ready to jump in feet first, both feet.
And to his credit, I mean, he did some good things at Penn State with the football team.
I think, considering what that program was coming out of,
and right where they were, he did some great things with it. But then again, here comes the ambition. Houston Texans, woo, ooh, 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 I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that. You know, I think there's more development, like with Vrabel, with
Patricia.
They developed a little bit longer underneath those systems. One was a player.
Yeah.
And then bounced around as a coach to find, you know, got a little of this, got a little of that.
Right.
And was on the fast track to becoming a head coach because of.
Which he did.
Yeah. And there he is now, which I don't know what's going on in Tennessee because, they showed him before the game, like running, like kind of sprinting, like early on the field.
I know you've been big on his physical appearance.
Look a little chunky. Don't look like no linebacker from the NFL that I ever known. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not in the greatest shape.
He's eating some of that Nashville barbecue is what
and,
it sounds like.
And I shouldn't say he's out of shape because round is a shape. But, he looked a little porkly.
Here's the thing about a guy like, but the one thing we know about Vrabel though is this. He's the motivation guy,
yes.
Right? Like he's more Parcellian than I think, cause Bill Belichick's more about, obviously about strategy, all about making adjustments and what have you.
All about a team's concept.
Okay. Yeah. Which, but at the same time though, too, you can tell that, Vrabel has certainly
taken some of that.
Taken that too. Cause yes. He's all about the team. Do we have the audio of his post game from yesterday? All right, we're gonna get that because nobody. I'm still of the belief nobody does a better post game breakdown than Mike Vrabel.
Really?
Okay. I don't know if you've heard any of his post game breakdowns yet. Okay.
I always turn the TV when I get the post game because I always know I've only been asked to go to the podium in my 14 years maybe three times.
No. I'm talking about the post game locker room breakdown.
Oh, those?
Yeah.
I'm usually like, can I just get in the shower?
So who did the okay of all your 14? You were in locker rooms for 14 years. Who did the best post game locker room breakdown that you ever played with?
Are you talking about winning or losing? Just winning?
Either. Because I'm almost more because anybody can break down after a win.
Yeah,
that's easy to do. Losses are a little bit something different. Clearly, because I've been in enough locker rooms after a loss, and nobody wants to talk.
Nobody wants to talk.
I can only imagine what a breakdown after a loss must be like. Best winning breakdown, best losing breakdown. Who does it? How many times were you asked to do the breakdown?
A couple times.
Okay,
but you know,
give me a good breakdown. Give me a good.
I'm usually the wrong guy to ask after a game to do a breakdown because if we won, I'm happy. We lost, I'm not as happy, and I am usually beat.
Yeah,
I am the last one to take my clothes off. I mean, half the time they had to come and give my interview while I'm sitting in the chair. I'm like, really? Can you turn some of those lights down? Please don't ask nothing stupid. I was not the good guy, the right guy to ask for. I mean, even after I had a good game, because I left it on the field.
Yeah.
And when I came in, all I wanted to do was sit in the corner in the shower and just relax for a minute, you know, just.
Keep your scruples about you.
Yeah.
Best. Okay. All right. So who, give me the best post game winning breakdown.
I'm going to have to go with, Dennis Green.
Really?
Dennis.
R.I.P.
I mean, he would fire you up.
We know from his post game, he does have one of the greatest rants of all time.
That's right.
So that does make sense. Okay, I can.
And I would have to say, even on the losing, he was the best because he had the same energy when you lost as when you won. I mean, it was a little bit more fire and brimstone, but the energy level never changed.
What about player wise? What about player wise?
Player-wise, did the best post-game breakdown player-wise. God, I can't remember. Because normally when they ask a player to do the breakdown, A, he was just standing close to the coach.
Okay, that's fair.
Or B, it was an offense guy that had a big game.
Okay.
And they were, you know, so it's hard. I can't remember any of them because all of them I was like, every time I was like, man, really? And then it was like, wait a minute, you'll never want to do it. I was like, all right, y'all, look, great game. Season ain't over. Enjoy the night. Let's go back to work tomorrow. That was my whole thing.
Go.
Was
on
like,
three.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So what do you say on three? 1, 2, 3, win. 1, 2, 3, heart. 1, 2, 3, Vikings.
Vikings, Patriots, Lions. No, we didn't scold back then. It's new. There was no skull chant when I was.
Really?
Yeah, that
interesting.
Was
interesting.
That's something.
Okay. Learn something new today.
Yeah, I mean, back then when somebody said skull, you thought they were dipping.
I was going to say skull, brother. We're talking about straight. We're talking about wintergreen.
That's right.
So, and we got some texts that came into the show as far as, you know, what. Okay, because I asked about who would you rather have? Would you rather have O'Brien or would you rather have Vrabel? One guy texted in, actually both, and I'm not saying I'm surprised by this, but I'll take O'Brien over Vrabel as a head coach, but does Vrabel have an offensive coordinator? Yes, he does, Matt LaFleur. I'm tired of O'Brien thinking he can do it all and be it all. He wants players to play better, but he has not really improved as a coach that much. All right, so I'm not really sure. This guy says he'll take O'Brien, but then basically gave two reasons why he doesn't like O'Brien. And another gentleman, please, week two means nothing right now. That's obviously when the Tennessee Titans beat the Texans at Tennessee.
Means everything.
We don't bar Tennessee, and I'll take OB because Vrabel is a front runner, and his teams will fold once hit in the mouth. It's never over with O'Brien's team. I don't know how you can say that they're front runners, Tennessee. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me about how they're a front runner.
It does.
That they get hit in the mouth, that they're going to lose.
They've only lost by slim margins.
I was going to say, I mean, they've
battled back and forth on all their games.
I mean, they were 3-1. They dropped 3 in a row. They've now won 2 straight. So they've been a very streaky football team over the course of the first, 10, 11 weeks of the season. So I don't know how you can really say that they're a front runner. So that's kind of amusing to me. What you got there, Figgy Fig?
I got the post-game speech from Mike Vrabel.
All right, so here we go. Landry started this a few weeks back. I think it was like week two, week three. I was jacked. I mean, and you guys, listen, you guys know me, all right? I mean, I love getting excited. I love getting motivated, okay? So I subscribe to the motivational coach theory, all
right?
It's
hard to motivate me after a game. I'm thinking about a cigar,
we know what you're thinking about. We know what you're thinking about.
But
here's the deal. As somebody who's been in a locker room, heard his share of post-game locker room breakdowns, let's get the critic right here, the one, the only Henry Thomas. This is Mike Vrabel on the breakdown after beating the Patriots yesterday.
Congratulations, fellas. I want to tell you, when you stick to the plan and you believe in it, and we talked about serving each other, okay, serving each other when we left this locker room, okay, at the beginning of the game, okay, sometimes your number's not always called, okay, sometimes you don't get the sack, okay, sometimes you help somebody else, okay, you help a teammate, okay, DJ, they kicked it to you, you got that thing started, you got that thing started. DJ, how many passes did you catch today, DJ?
One.
But I tell you what, but my point is the kickoff got us going. Okay, the play got us going. We were more physical. Guys, you didn't hand them a single thing. You made them earn everything they had. Okay, everything they got, you made them earn. I saw coaches. I saw players figuring things out. Okay, we knew that's what the blueprint was to beat these guys. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the way that you guys prepared. Okay, you guys believed in each other. You believed in the plan. But the thing I do is I look out there, man, you guys play hard. Okay, you can play hard. We're right back in this thing. We got to go on the road to the division opponent. Okay, we're going to get started on them on Wednesday. Okay? Hey. Tay, we need you back. Okay? Jack, whenever we can get you back. Morg, we need you back. We need everybody. Okay? And that's the thing, man. To go win games on the road in the division, okay, we need everybody. We need great preparation. Okay? Marcus, get your in here and break them down.
Okay, a little more subdued than usual. Usually he's crunk, he's screaming, it's a lot louder in the background.
It's a lot more laid back.
This one was definitely more laid back than what he's done earlier in the year.
I mean, it sounds like every winning.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. The first few ones he did, it was, I mean, you'd have thought he was doing it from the back of a party bus. Okay. I mean, it was, you had guys screaming, and then of course he would always finish it with, make sure you guys get a lift in. We'll see you Wednesday. And then everybody, loses their collective minds.
That means you don't have to come in on Monday.
Right.
And you got Tuesday.
So as long as you just come in and get a lift in, you're good.
You got to come in on Monday, do your run in, you got that lactic acid running thing I hated that thing.
But I noticed he didn't say that this time around.
Because they got to come to work tomorrow. It's getting to nut cut time.
We're past the early parts of the season where you can give a day off. Every day counts. All right, that certainly makes sense. That's the one, the only two-time All-Pro Henry Thomas. I am still that dude, Freddie D. That's the one, the only Figgy Fig, and of course the lovely Joanna on WatchInTheLoop.com. All right, so we still got plenty to get to as far as this Texans AFC South race goes. We'll get into that a little bit at 11 o'clock. Don't forget we got our boy Bobby Fino tickets to give away in that same time as well, and of course ESG, local Houston legend and rapper, joins us in the 12:30, 1 o'clock, all that good stuff. And of course, don't forget Think Tank on a Monday. Curious to get your guys' thoughts on the Think Tank today. Lots went down over the weekend. Interested to see what everybody has to say about the weekend as well. So coming up next, we'd like to localize it. We got Melodrama here in H-Town, and when your bro's bro goes nuclear on you, thanks to, I don't know, drinking and twittering, all that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.